You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another campfire recovery update. I'm Matt Fidler. The deadline for the debris removal program has been extended until April 15th. That means you now have until April 15th to sign up to have your burnt property cleaned up. You are supposed to have the toxic debris removed before doing any rebuilding on your property, or if you want to even live on the property, that toxic debris needs to be cleaned up. This is to protect yourself from harmful pollutants and to protect all the watersheds from getting the toxic metals and ashes washed into the various Butte Creeks and Feather River branches. We want a good salmon run this summer. Plus, that water is used to irrigate our crops and hydrate our soils and aquifers. So please, have the debris properly cleaned up on your property as soon as humanly possible. To learn more about how to do this, visit buttecountyrecovers.org or visit the Debris Removal Operations Center at 2805 Esplanade in Chico. Or starting this week, you can visit them at 900 Fortress Avenue in Chico or call them at 530-399-0434. I've talked about the practices of permaculture on this report before, because I believe that thinking about your land in this way and how to best mimic natural systems to get what you want out of your land is going to be the most effective way to restore the land that was burnt on the ridge. Well, Matthew Trum, who I've talked to before on this program, of Treetop Permaculture, is starting some restoration camp weekends to do this kind of thing, in a kind of fun, collaborative way. On the weekend of April 26th through April 28th, Matthew is organizing the first of these land restoration camps, where people are going to get together, combine their skills, and help each other learn and practice restoring the land through permaculture techniques and practices. To learn more, visit rebuildingparadise.com/join. There, you will be asked to fill out a form describing your interests and skills, and then you can be a part of this historical event. So we can start taking control of our own destiny, and we can rebuild paradise, Magalia, Concow, Yankee Hill, and the rest, to be better and more resilient than before. After all, Butte Strong isn't just a slogan for us, this is a necessity. If you have any news or areas of concern that you'd like to be addressed regarding the campfire, please send me an email to fireupdates@kzfr.org. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.